Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Three people were killed yesterday and nine more were injured when a guy with a handgun opened fire in Jacksonville at a video game tournament that was going on. Gamers were gathered for a Madden Championship Series. Like, they all compete, then they try to go like this big like Madden tournament, like to be the best Madden football player there is. Authorities say the 24-year-old gunman is from Baltimore. He traveled to Jacksonville to compete in the Madden NFL 19 tournament. He actually was the 2017 champion.
Wow.
So this is insane. A live stream of the competition, which I'm not playing audio from, showed a red laser dot appear on the chest of a competitor just before the shooting broke out. One player said, quote, "I heard the first pop and was pretty sure that's a gunshot. Then the second shortly after, I scrambled frantically to the bathroom with like 20 other people." Police didn't offer a motive, but it was reported that the shooter had lost the tournament before the shooting. The shooter ended up killing himself too. This is authorities confirming kind of what went down and who's injured and who's killed.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life. There were nine victims transported by JFRD to area hospitals. Seven of those had gunshot wounds. In addition, there were two additional gunshot victims that self-transported themselves to local hospitals. I'm happy to report that they are all in stable condition at this time.
So, wow, that's good.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers going out to the people that were injured and the family that lost their loved ones there. The Colts, how about the Colts? They beat the 49ers 23-17 on Saturday.
Yay!
They now head to Cincinnati on Thursday night to take on the Bengals in their final preseason game before the regular season. Then when the regular season kicks off, they actually play the Bengals again. So it's like, hey, didn't I see you before? What's going on?
I'm going to that game.
Oh, are you?
Yep, the season opener.
Oh, no. Liv the Web Girl is going to be crazy. I'm worried about you. Security, look for a blonde that's dabbing everywhere. So there's some new food options at Lucas Oil Stadium, like locally inspired.
Ooh, ooh.
What?
I'm excited.
Ooh, okay.
Because I don't like sports, but I like going for the food.
Well, tell me if you like any of these. Locally inspired pork fritters.
I don't know what a pork fritter is.
Google it. Hoosier mac and cheese.
Well,
how
I don't
do
eat
not
cheese.
Like mac and cheese.
I don't eat cheese.
Oh my gosh, your life has not been fulfilled. And the Monument Circle, is it Muffalata? Muffaletta?
Never heard of it.
And the Indie Italian Grinder. That's what I'll be getting down. I'm like, can I get no bun? I'm on keto.
Sounds fancy.
Thank you so much. Ron Cali High School principal had to apologize for using a racial slur. What is going on everywhere? Check this out from our friends at Fox 59.
Listen to a clip of the voicemail that went to parents after Ron Cali principal Chuck Weisenbach used the N-word during an all-student assembly.
While discussing the importance of empathy with our students, I provided examples of words that should never be tolerated. Among the list of words and phrases was the N-word. I, in no way, use the word in a derogatory fashion, but instead to illustrate its ugliness.
The school has been in the spotlight in recent weeks after a guidance counselor was placed on leave after it came to light she was married to a woman. We talked to a former Ron Cali teacher and coach who says in this case, he feels the use of the word was justified.
I mean, you have to say the word to get it. If you abbreviate or whatever, I mean, say the word. We're not walking on eggshells here.
That doesn't, in my mind, justify his use of the term. He should have been sensitive to what he was going to say and thinking that he's got a gathering of all the students. This is a prepared speech in my mind.
One student we talked to says,
it was really like brave of him to do it. He had a lot of courage and I respect him for it.
In the voicemail, Principal Weisenbach went on to say,
What?
It's not brave.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. It's
stupid.
It wasn't his intent to hurt anyone. But Pastor Green of the Concerned Clergy of Indianapolis says the damage has been done.
If he's permitted to use this word and apologize, then where does that go? Forgiving him is fine, and I see no problem with that. That's the right thing to do. His keeping his job is another. I think it has to be zero tolerance for this.
One parent tells us the principal did talk one-on-one with some students who were hurt by him using the N-word after the assembly.
All right, thoughts on this? I think it's obviously dumb. You could say, hey, don't say the N-word.
Yeah.
You don't say it. But Alex, because that girl mentions it's brave, real quick, I want you to be brave for everybody.
No.
And just for learning purposes, go ahead and say the N-word in a sentence.
Yeah, no.
I'm just kidding, but I don't think this guy needs to be fired like that one pastor or that guy said. It's like, okay, that's a bit of an overreach. If he said it like in a derogatory way to like, to I guess, demean somebody.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was dumb as hell.
I don't think he necessarily needs to be fired because he wasn't using it in a derogatory way. It was just dumb. I'm sure he learned his lesson. He apologized. I mean, what do you think, Live the Web Girl?
I think it was super idiotic, and I could see a school board going in either direction with it.
It'll be interesting to see if he keeps his job or not. I think in that situation, he should. And your final story today for Joe's Need to Know News, a little PSA if you're trying to have a kiddo out there. A couple in China couldn't conceive for 4 years, and they finally, they went to the doctor for help, right? You've been trying and trying. Well, they found out why that they haven't had a child or conceived yet. They've been making love the wrong way.
What does that mean?
Well, they were hooking up. They were making love, but not in the kind of way that leads to pregnancy.
Okay.
Are you talking backdoor stuff?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Not the front, but the back.
They literally thought that was going to lead to a child?
I guess so. It was in China. I don't know. Like, here, like, an American, at least with my mom, I knew about stuff in elementary school. Like, we had the sex talk at a young age. But maybe they didn't have it over there. Either way, yes, the doctor's like, no. You don't get a baby that way.
That is very awkward.
Yeah, so that's a little PSA. If you're trying to get pregnant, make sure you're not doing that. You can check out all of Joe's Need to Know News at RadioNowIndy.com.